from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reginald Adatula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Damn Skippy, we're in the loop.
Yeah.
John Lopez, Figgy Fig, I am Reginald Adatula. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday here on Sports Radio 610. Get involved with the program always, always, always. Text in on the text line, 713-572-4610. You can also catch us on YouTube, Sports Radio 610. And Twitch, I realized yesterday I said that it's Sports Radio 610. It's not. It's 610 Houston.
Oh, the Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch. Yeah. Twitch.tv/610Houston. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I got all of them up on my screen. John can confirm.
Look at you.
Because I love talking to
He's got
to
more
the
screens working than NASA.
I really
Sean Pendergast.
Sean Pendergast.
I am about screens. Me and screens.
Holy moly. I'm more of a tabs guy. Are you a tabs guy or a screens guy?
Tabs.
Tabs. 713-572-4610.
I am a tabs and a screen guy.
Okay, well, you got a problem. Yeah,
currently, absolutely. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, about 12, 13 tabs open.
I got 9.
John, if you want to look at this.
Holy moly. He's got 2 computers and 75. How many tabs do you have open?
Many, many tabs, because I got to have the information for the people. Golly. Here in the loop. We're going to have a fun show for you. We got you till 2, as always. But let's start here, because... the question is, who would you say is on the hot seat for the Texans this season? Again, 713-572-4610. Because I was looking through power rankings, which I frequently actually don't do.
Yeah, because they're kind of a trite topic at kind this of time thing. Of year. Yeah.
But I was like, I'm just interested in seeing what various places are looking
they
at.
They suck you
the
in, man.
They sure do.
They do suck you in.
But I went and I was looking at ESPN's iteration of the power rankings, and I looked at them and I saw that they also have, in order, because look, power rankings get boring weeks over week or month over month. They actually asked the various beat writers for ESPN for the various teams who for their team was on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And obviously DJ Bieniemy, very good at covering this Texans team for ESPN, was the man tabbed to answer that question.
See,
and the answer that
there.
He gave... You're welcome. The answer that he gave kind of shocked me.
Me too.
He ultimately said that the man on the hot seat for your Houston Texans is Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. So here's where it gets interesting for me. I love the, I shouldn't say love, but I do read the ones, the power rankings and the lists and all that stuff of the beat writers. Because automatically you think, okay, they're there every day. you know, they're going to have a real sort of finger on the pulse of what's really happening there. And it's not a shot at DJ Bienemy, because some of the other ones that put together these lists, it's more for shock value or clicks or however people like to put it, like somebody wild out there.
Sure. Do you want me to give you his reasoning on this?
Yes, absolutely.
And I realize I didn't give you, I'm talking about power rankings, I didn't give you where they slotted the Texans. Sixth.
Okay.
So there you go. I mean, I hope that you enjoy that. That's the same place that they were post-draft.
Okay.
So not very much movement there. But DJ Bienemy wrote this. Diggs is on a one-year deal, and if the offense is booming with him, he could be re-signed and cash in. Mm-hmm. If not, the two sides could part ways. But throughout camp, the Texans coaching staff players have raved about him. Coach D'Amico Ryans praised Diggs' leadership and competitiveness, saying he has brought the best out of his teammates, CJ Stroud and Diggs. Is somebody who loves the game and doesn't cheat it. So the idea just being that, hey, man, it's a contract year for him.
Yeah, and to me, that doesn't define hot seat. So maybe he just defines it worse, different than I do.
Wow, you heard the worst slide? Hey, DJ, I still love you if nobody else loves you, my boy.
Did I say worse?
Yeah.
So maybe he defines it worse slash differently than I do.
Okay.
Because hot seat to me is like, dude,
it's a problem.
Yeah. If it doesn't work out, you might be gone. Yeah.
But see, even if he do have let's say he ball out this season,
that's a good thing.
I think he can still cash in somewhere else. Yes. I don't think it's a guarantee that Houston Texans give him that bag. Yeah, he might go somewhere else to get that bag.
So you're defining it kind of like me, like hot seat. It doesn't like Stephon Diggs. There is no real downside, you know.
Well, I guess the idea would be if he has a bad season. But I'm like, what?
Cool.
Bad season, one of two ways, right?
Yeah,
if he's not productive, how do you think that it looks for Stephon Diggs in the open market?
Well, it doesn't look great, but he will have a job.
But yeah, he's 30 years old. Yeah, he's not entirely falling off the cliff. I think he will find a place to be. I think the only way that it could be real hot seat for him is if it's a personality issue or even the narrative of a personality issue.
That's what I was going to say. If it's a personality thing, if the team is not doing what we thought it would do, then I think that's something where you
could be like... Exactly. And now, had he said that, I'd be like, okay, I can hear that. Because then, all of a sudden, maybe the team implodes. Maybe the offense isn't what it was supposed to be. You know, maybe there's issues between C.J. Stroud and Stephon Diggs. Maybe after three teams, Minnesota and Buffalo and now Houston, Diggs is toxic, you know? That would be, if he said that, then I'd be like, all right, I can hear that.
Yeah.
But that explanation that he gave to me is like, there's no real downside. He's going to make money. If he stays here and balls out, he's going to play here and Texas may win a Super Bowl. That's not the guy that I would think of when I think hot seat.
Okay. So if it's not Stephon Diggs being on the hot seat for your Texans this year, who is it? And on the text line, the 936 said, I think Damian Pierce is on the hot seat. And I feel like that one's just so obvious that I thought that was a given.
We almost put that in a different category.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
this is for the season. And I mean, we're starting to have conversations on if he'll be here.
Is he going to make it?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah. To me, it's an easy answer, but I think there's another answer that might fall in the same category. For me, it's Tytus Howard.
Mm.
Because the hot seat is you got to stay healthy or else you could be gone. The hot seat is you got to produce or you could see Blake Fisher. Like Blake Fisher's, the reps he's getting right now are invaluable. Like, he's getting left tackle reps. He's getting right tackle reps. He's doing his job. He's getting compliments from the head coach. He's getting compliments from the offensive coordinator. C.J. Stroud has stayed upright in the time that he's been on the field. So, like, to me, hot seat is if you don't produce or you get hurt, we may never hear from you again as a starter. You know, that's why I say Titus Howard.
Yeah, and I think that that's absolutely fair, especially because, as you mentioned, like, replacement is in-house.
Mm-hmm.
Replacement is not necessarily needing to be forecasted. Replacement can happen now if you really, really wanted to,
mm-hmm.
right? So, yeah, there's absolutely that hot seat. As soon as somebody has somebody that's capable of you doing your job
mm-hmm.
right behind you, that is the almost the definition of hot seat. Right?
Absolutely.
We end up looking at Wally Pipp-type situations
mm-hmm.
in that space. So, yeah, I think that absolutely fits. And then you also, like, you can supplement that perspective from the salary cap ramifications, because sometimes, you know, you can be gone not just because of your play, but also, is it worth it to the organization for you to be here? And when you look at the dudes that are being paid on the offensive line, clearly Laremy Tunsil is the big money man.
Yeah.
But second most is Titus Howard, and that money kicks in next season, right?
Yeah.
And so if they look around and they go, that money ends up being an issue. Now, I do need to look at what the dead cap would be and those types of things,
and
the guarantees, how that would affect.
The guarantees are not that big a deal. He's going to get that anyway, but the dead cap, yeah.
Sure, but I mean, the big money there is coming around, so I do wonder if that makes it the hot seat there. Some other names that we could probably consider as, I was about to talk about another one that came to mind for me, but I looked at the text line, and I do need to remind you guys, B. Scott going to be in the studio at 11, the whole 11 o'clock hour, in fact.
Yeah.
And he's already weighing in, as he always listens. Appreciate you, my man. 832, he says, guys, it's Kenyon Green.
Now, he's on the list. I'm not saying Brandon's wrong there, but it's almost as if, like, if your expectation level of Kenyon Green has changed so much that it's almost, even though he's a first-round pick and it would look bad for Nick Caserio, it's almost like it's all gravy now. For Kenyon Green, you know, it's like, hey, we had Kendrick Green last year when the Texans needed him, and he did a fair enough job. Kenyon Green still on a rookie contract. You know, you didn't really think, you know, you had high expectations, then you had no expectations. And by the way, just as a side note, for the second week in a row, D'Amico Ryans went out of his way to compliment Kenyon Green.
Yes.
So Kenyon Green is almost like gone from, oh, this guy's not good, to he might be pretty good, and we might not have to even have to worry about him. But I see his point, though. Yeah, obviously. He's going to be gone if it doesn't work out, but it's looking like it's working out.
Now, one of the names that came to mind for me when I think about this Texans team and, like, all right, where are kind of the weak spots and who needs to step up? Linebacker, obviously, you know what the very top of it is
mm-hmm.
when you talk about Azeez Al-Shaair and then also Christian Harris.
Yeah.
But then Henry To'o is one of those guys that's kind of lumped in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that we're sold on him overall and what he's capable of doing. And he's been open and honest about that, about his needs to progress. It feels like that is hot seat territory as well.
It is. And Henry To'o, I think I might have mentioned this with you last week, Figgy. He's kind of like the defensive version of John Mechie. Like, everyone's pulling for him.
Sure.
Everyone says good things about him. And yet, have you seen it? You know, have you seen it on the field? Now, we did see it from Mechie this week. So maybe To'o is going to, you know, kind of really start to show stuff there. But I think To'o is a good candidate for, like, actual hot seat. But you had another one that I thought is certainly in that Titus Howard category.
Yeah, and this is going to be another spot where you look at, hey, the idea of depth and those types of things. Cornerback, or, well, not cornerback, but defensive back.
Nickelback.
Yeah. Nickelback, Jalen Petrie.
Yeah, that, to me, that's hot seat. Because he played safety pretty well as a rookie, couldn't really, you know, had some criticism with his tackling, ended up last year getting benched in a game as safety, switches to nickel. They're saying a lot of good things. Now, he got the pick six.
And you can't take that away from him.
You can't take that away from him, and you can't deny that Daniel Jones gave it to him. But either way.
He was gifted that.
You can't take it away from him, and he was given it. But either way. Like, if it doesn't work and it fails, that's it. That's the definition of hot seat.
Dude, this seems like it's kind of similar to what Kenyon Green is going through right now, where people are saying he's having a good camp so far,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of like, he still could be on the hot seat where he could be replaced
yeah.
if he don't do good.
I think Kenyon Green, and disagree if you're so inclined, I think Kenyon Green has actually had no bad moments so far, whether in camp or in the preseason games. He's getting legitimate, like when the coaches compliment Kenyon Green, as D'Amico Ryans has a couple of times, you know he's played well. Now, until this past game, when they were complimenting Jalen Petrie, I was like, really? I haven't seen it, you know? But so I think they're kind of in the same category.
Oh, sorry. I saw a text come in and I got distracted. But yeah, no, I think that those are all probably the ones that I would look at more than Stephon Diggs. If you had to go with, all right, now let's come up with the definitive in the loop answer, especially considering Stephon Diggs was what he came up with. So it's not just preseason, but like the full season.
Yeah.
Titus Howard is the one that you're still looking at.
I think Titus Howard's on the hot seat. Like, there's a guy there that's playing his ass off.
Yeah.
Like, ready, you know? And they like. And frankly, like, the injury aspect normally shouldn't be, you mentioned Wally Pipp, you know, it shouldn't be a Wally Pipp situation. You know, when you're starter, you never lose your job to injury. But I think that's antiquated. I think if Titus Howard is injured for, you know, another year here and Blake Fisher steps in, we may not see Titus Howard again.
It's a Texans
in the starting lineup.
It's a Texans ticket Tuesday.
Well. It is a Texans ticket.
I wanted
ticket
to make
Tuesday.
Sure that I let you know that. In the noon o'clock hour, some tickets will be given away here on Sports Radio 610. They're bullpen seats?
Yeah, front row.
So, yeah,
bullpen seats, yeah.
You want to make sure that you're listening all the way through the noon o'clock hour, because we will be giving those away on a Texans ticket Tuesday. Appreciate you hanging out with us here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's time for the question of the day. In honor of the Texans unveiling some new eats at the stadium, what's that? The best food that you've had at a sporting event? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.